headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Pods Moving and Storage Studios. It's the Ramsey Show, where we help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual amazing relationships. Open phones this hour as we talk about your life and your money. It's a free call, and some say the advice is worth exactly what you pay for it. The number is 888-825-5225. That's 888-825-5225. Dr. John Deloney, number one best-selling author, Ramsey personality, and host of the Dr. John Deloney Show, a very, very popular podcast on the Ramsey Networks, is my co-host today. So we're going to be talking with you. Again, 888-825-5225. Ben's in Salt Lake City. Hey, Ben, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Dave and John. Thank you for your time today.
Sure. How can we help, sir?
Hey, so I'll just try to skim over the top real quick. I am a full-time single dad, and I was on baby step two when I got sued by my ex for custody. And so I put everything on hold, been trying to cash flow through the process that started back in September. And basically, I'm starting to run out of money, and I know there's a lot more expenses coming up. I'm looking for a way to be able to do that because I don't want to lose my son, and I'm trying to decide whether to take a loan or if I can go on anymore. You know what I mean? So,
what's the basis of the custody suit?
She just, so she lives on the other side of the country and she just wants to, basically flip it. She said he's not, you know, been treated well and he's struggling and things like that, but he's doing very well with, friends in school and he's being taken care of. So that's her argument for it, but she, her attitude is basically she's going to, we've tried to work it out outside of court, but nothing, I would be very surprised if she changed her mind on that. So.
Man, I'm sorry.
How long have you been divorced?
It's been about 3.5 years.
Where did she get unlimited money?
Her new partner is, very wealthy.
Okay. All right.
And I think that's where a lot of it stems from is the pressure from her new partner because it's kind of out of character for her to really go for this. But
okay. Well, here's the thing. How much are you talking about borrowing?
About $15,000. And I had
what happens when that runs out?
Well, I've had a family member say that they would give me a loan, but like you say, Thanksgiving.
What happens when that runs out?
Yeah, I don't know.
So we really have to address this issue because all you're doing, it's not like you're going to win all of a sudden with $15,000 more. Mm-hmm. Or if you take out another $10,000 from a relative after that, at the end of that, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily like you're going to win. So it's not a I'm going to lose custody if I don't take out a loan. It's I don't have a good strategy to end this. If you could tell me that you could take out a $15,000 loan and 100% beat her and it's over, you know, I'm not going to tell you to choose your kid over, you know, getting in debt. I don't borrow money. I find a way around it. But what's happening here is that borrowing money is allowing you to continue in a process that's not got an end to it because the party on the other side's got unlimited funds.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you can get some kind of assurance from an attorney that this is going to draw to a close, there's one more course of action. It's about this many hours, and we're going to be able to wrap this up. That's one discussion. I'm just going to keep fighting until I run out of loans and they never run out of money. That's not a process that's good for you or anybody, except the lawyers. It's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried to roll this into mediation? Because outside, and the reason I asked you why she was suing you, because outside of some egregious abuse or something else, these things are often handled offline in mediation, which has an end point and a dollar amount attached to it.
Yeah, I talked to her about that about a month ago, and she gave me, she just basically told me what she would be willing to do, and it's, you know, it's that the custody would switch over. And
yeah, but I mean, that's the point of going through the mediation, is one side says this is all I'm going to do, and the other side says this is all I'm going to do, and the mediator's job is to bring people together. But in following up what Dave said, the reason I would push for that is because there's some finality to it. There's a period at the end of that sentence. It just doesn't go on and on and on and on.
Where is it being heard, in Utah or in her state?
In my state.
Okay. All right. Ask your attorney about bringing this to a close. And how have you been funding it so far? What do you make a year?
About $40,000.
Okay. And you've just been funding it out of cash flow?
Yeah.
And so you're out of money. Why?
I'm still, if it were to just continue with all this pre-court stuff, then I could keep going. But I asked my lawyer about how much for the rest of it. And he said, if we go all the way through, he thinks about $15,000.
Oh, he thinks that's going all the way through. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which we have a court date and everything set, so.
Okay. Then what I'm going to do is take six jobs and work through the $15,000, if that's it. Because that's doable.
Okay, I've wanted to do that. The reason why I haven't done that is because I also am a student, and to just help me.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Yeah, you know, take some time off from being a student. Right now, you're fighting a battle for one thing. Mm-hmm. So now what we're saying is we're going to borrow money so we can stay in school indirectly. And we're definitely not doing that. So
someone is trying to take your son.
Yeah, that's way more important than being a student. And avoiding debt is more important than being a student.
I also think it could serve you in court to say, I had to stop doing these things because this person is dragging me and my child through the mud. And so I had to stop going to school. I had to stop doing this and take more work on to fund these accusations or this attempt to take my child from me. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep that from happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And lean in on your lawyer and say, I'm a guy who makes 40 grand. I don't have 15 grand growing on trees. Let's figure out what we can do to clip that. That's a little rich. So, you know, just fulfilling your lawyer's dreams is not one of my dreams. So, oh, that's awful, Ben. I'm so sorry you're facing
sick,
this.
Sick for you.
This is The Ramsey Show. Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us, America. We're glad you're here. If you're a new listener, and there are a bunch of you, a bunch of new viewers on YouTube and TBN and all over the place, all our numbers are up across the board. Thank you for that. A lot of you are trying to figure out some of the inside lingo, like baby steps and debt snowballs and all that kind of stuff. Is a simple way to do that. Just go to RamseySolutions.com, click Get Started, and we'll start walking you through the process. Matter of fact, we will show you with the Get Started process exactly where you are financially and what to do next, and help you with your plan, your journey, the whole bit. Click RamseySolutions.com, completely free. No salesman will call. Completely free. Chris is with us. Chris is in Lansing, Michigan. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I am on baby step six, and I kind of have a two-part question. My job security isn't too great right now, and I wanted to know, should I wait until I get a new job before I pay off my house? And if I didn't do that, what payments should I get rid of to work towards paying down my house?
What payments should you get rid of? You have other debt?
So they're like life insurance, 401k, you know, the 501, like the Educate 529 account, tithing. So those are all, you know, things that I pay in towards that maybe I could redirect towards my house.
Okay. No, wait, baby step six, we would tell you to keep living your life. And with money you find in your budget, you would pay extra on your house. It sounds like this job thing's got you rattled.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been working there?
Well, it's my company, so for 20 years. And I have a business partner.
Okay. So you're not going to lose your job. You might lose your business, is what you're saying.
Yes. If one of us doesn't leave and I'm the main contributor, and it's not enough to support both of us. So slowly, my income has gone way down to a point where I can't really afford not to leave, and he's not leaving. So I'm going to look for something different.
What do you do?
It's a marketing company.
Okay.
Are you married to your business partner?
No, no. But I am divorced.
Did you used to be married to your business partner?
I'm sorry.
Did you used to be married to your business partner?
No, no.
Okay. So how is your business partner squashing your ability to earn a living?
Because he's not contributing and we're 50-50 partners.
So he's not bringing in his side of the business, yet he's taking half of what you bring in. And since he's not bringing any in, the total pie has shrunk and he's taking half of it.
What keeps you from closing the doors and opening a door next door and just doing this on your own and making all the money?
Our partnership agreement, I basically wouldn't be able to do that. You have to buy out. In order to get out, you have to buy out.
No, you'd have to. He'd have to buy you out if you wanted out.
That's not how our partnership agreement is structured. Partnership agreement is structured that if you leave, you buy your clients. If you were to take them. But I'm looking to get out of this industry altogether and start just a whole different chapter.
Okay. So what are you going to do and what are you going to be making?
Well, I'm looking right now, but I'm hoping to manage a team of people and be in sales. And I'm looking at around 200 to 350.
Okay, so this sounds like it didn't just suddenly occur. It's crept up on you, and you've put off making the decision.
Correct.
You've delayed. And so what you need to do is not worry about your house and not worry about your tithe. You need to get on the phone today and get a freaking job, Chris. It's time to do this. Painter, get off the ladder. Okay. Today.
Yep.
You're a year, at least maybe 6 months late on someone kicking you, and I'm going to kick you right now because I love you. Get going.
I'm probably about 5 years to 10 years late.
Okay. Then somebody needs to break the fog up. So I'm your guy. I love you enough.
Okay.
Get going, girl.
Okay.
You're too sharp to be this dumb. Get going. Get going. Let's go. Go. I want you to have this done by the end of April. A new job and say bye-bye. April.
Yep.
You got a month.
I got it. I'm in the works. I got my resume ready to roll.
You need to call me back on the air and tell me you did it. I'm going to hold you accountable.
Okay. Okay.
And you need to call, who is your best girlfriend that's mean?
Say it. Say her name.
Really, say her name.
Girlfriend.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
no,
you do. Who?
I don't have any.
Okay, what about your sister? Is she mean?
No.
I want somebody mean. I want you to call them and tell them to call you and kick you if you don't do this. I want you to declare to the world, it's time for you to roar again, Chris. You're meowing.
Yeah, I understand. I know that.
And you are not a kitten. You are a lioness. Am I wrong?
Understood.
This thing was built up by a woman.
And I am a Leo.
This whole thing was built up by a woman of substance. This was built by a woman of substance, and yet you have, for some reason, you have watched this thing deteriorate and your life with it to the point now you're going, I don't know if I need to pay for groceries. No, you need to get a freaking job.
I know.
This is what's going on. Yeah, go get that, and all of these other questions go away, don't they?
You're 100% right.
Ding, ding. That's why I'm here.
Man, Dave,
something I don't hear at home very often.
Dave,
but there
if
you
keep answering questions like this, you're going to turn this into a job.
Yeah,
we get so stuck in just the day to the day that sometimes it just takes someone looking at you and be like, "What are you doing? You can solve all of it, all of it." Just get trapped.
But you do need you really need people in your life, in your community that love you enough to go, I'm watching you do nothing, and I'm tired of it.
There's that famous psychological study where they took the dogs, and you couldn't do this study now, but they shocked them, and they didn't give them an opportunity to escape. And then they had other dogs that they would shock that they would allow to escape. And over time, they would take the barriers off the dogs that they were shocking. The dogs just took it. Yeah. It was just learned helplessness. This is just the way this is going to be. And it just, you need somebody to go, hey, go, you can run. And
run away.
Then they take off, right? Just got to get somebody to look at you. And
that's the fun thing. So, yeah. We all need that, though, because the fastest way, I mean, that's classic frog in a kettle thing. Right. I mean, fastest way to boil a frog is turn it up 1 degree at a time, just a little bit at a time, gradual, gradual. 5 years this has been deteriorating. And then you look up and you go, wait a minute, I'm boiling over here.
Yeah. And this guy's doing nothing and still collecting half the revenue.
Because I'm trapped in a really stupid partnership agreement.
Hmm. Hey, I hear this happen a lot. People have an imaginary amount of money they're going to make when they leave their job.
Mm-hmm.
How tightly do you tell somebody to hold on to that versus get something and then begin to maneuver?
In this one, get something and then begin to maneuver.
Yeah.
But
253, just like I've been doing this job for 20 years, I'm just going to transition.
She might. I mean, in this current environment where there's such a shortage of
everybody,
high quality white collar people, I mean, yeah, it's. She might. I don't know. I don't know what her skill set is, but urgency is one of them. We got to add back to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go. This is The Ramsey Show. If current times have shown us anything, it's that the least expected events can and will happen, and we have to deal with it. That's why everyone who has a family counting on them needs term life insurance. For over 25 years, the only insurance company I've recommended is Zander Insurance. Not only because they search all of the top term life plans to find you the best rates, but over the years, they have constantly changed and updated their systems to make the whole process simpler and easier to get the protection needed. You can now apply with a completely touchless experience, with everything being done either over the phone or the internet. They also have plans with super competitive rates that don't require an exam, allowing you to skip a step and get the coverage you need faster. Go to Xander.com or call 800-356-4282. Great rates and a simple process mean there's no excuse to not get this done, people. Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author, is my co-host today in the lobby of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage. Andrew is with us. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Hi, Dave and John. How are you doing?
Better than we deserve, brother. Where do you live?
Keokuk, Iowa.
All right. Very good. And how much debt have you paid off, sir?
$303,000.
Whoa. How long did this take?
49 months.
Good for you. And your range of income during that 4 years?
37.5 up to 88.5. And I was also doing a part-time job, taking about $15,000 a year home.
Good for you. What was your part-time gig?
Working at a gas station, Quick Trip, a local chain in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa.
Working a lot then?
Yeah, every holiday, every evening, every weekend.
Wow. And what do you do for a living, day job?
Well, actually, I'm a quality control scientist, but right as I finished my debt, I was I was laid off. So still looking for a new job there, but in quality control.
But now you're $303,000 less weight to carry.
Exactly, yep.
Good for you. Well done. What kind of debt was that?
$93,000 in student loans, $28,000 for a home improvement, $22,000 for a car, $10,000 in credit card, and then $150,000 for a house.
Dude, your debt-free house and everything?
I sold the house, but to push it off. So,
wow,
yeah.
Look at you. Man. Well done. Well done. So you're homeless, but you're debt-free.
Yep. We're renting now, so.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. You're in a really, really good place. Yep. Congratulations. Yep.
Well, thank you.
How's it feel?
It feels great. It's amazing.
Well, you got wired up about 4 years ago. What happened? Yep, what got you started on this Ramsey stuff?
I had just moved up to Wisconsin, in Edgerton, Wisconsin, just outside of Madison. I moved back to Iowa last July, and just one night in November, I was sitting there looking at all my debts, and I was like, well, this is going to take me 30, 40 years, and had to come up with something. And your book was on my shelf. I picked it up, started reading it again. I just remember always seeing you like on Fox Business and stuff like that. So just got the fire lit.
So the world's largest coaster was on the coffee table.
Yep.
Again, we're just waiting for years for you to open it and do it.
Yep.
So you reached kind of a moment that night, didn't you?
Yeah, I reached definitely reached an I had a moment, and just looking at it, I was like, you know, this isn't a good life. I was just my mortgage was probably 40% of my payment of my income, and just couldn't get there. So had to clear it up, and that's why I got the part time job, because like I said, I needed an extra $1,000 a month. So,
dude, I say this with all due respect. You've never made a ton of money.
Yep.
And we hear people all the time with half or less of this amount of debt, making six figures, making $100,000, and say, well, I can't do it. I can't figure out how to do it. And you making 37.5 to 88. It's a great salary, but we're not talking, you didn't do this making 500 grand, paying off $300,000.
Yep.
That takes a level of courage and bravery that most of us don't have. I'm looking at myself thinking, if I made 50 grand, I don't know how I could pull this thing off in 48 months. What got you going?
Just keeping on, just seeing that, hey, there's light at the end of the tunnel there.
That's a dim light,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, my 2019, the debt didn't go down at all. I paid off the credit cards, but the way the student loans were, even though making payments, it still just didn't go down.
Wow.
But then really got the fire going. Big cheerleader was one of my friends, Bjorn. We would just text each other back and forth and keep each other accountable. He's on 456, so.
I would love to see that text chain. Hey, I hate my life. I hate mine too. Keep going, man.
Yeah. Actually, when you guys were having a sale one time and Bjorn and I were talking, I said, you know, this isn't the budget for me right now. And it was all of your books, and he actually sent it to me as a gift. So that was
a
great motivation there.
Wow, very cool. Good for you, man. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Other than Bjorn, who was your biggest cheerleader?
My dad was a good cheerleader. Just kept going there.
And
so
he came with you today.
He did.
Yeah, good.
So where are you living now?
I live in Keokuk, renting a house from my brother, actually.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. And got to land in a new position, and off we go into prosperity.
Yep absolutely.
Yeah. You ever go back into debt?
Oh, no. No, never again.
What do you tell people the key to getting out is?
Definitely the budget and just sticking to it. You know, there's going to be days where you want to give up, but where you're at that point where you gave up, you wanted to keep going. So just remember why you started and just keep moving forward.
4 years is a long time.
Yes, it is. Long time.
And it's really not that long in the scope of your life.
Nope. You know, maybe 5% of my life, you know, if I make it to 80. So
there you go.
Short time, blink of an eye.
What do you tell somebody staring, like just speak directly to that camera. What do you tell somebody who's staring at $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 and they're not making $350,000?
You know, once you get motivated, once you get started in it, that's when the promotions will come in. That's when the money will come in, because once you clean up one part of your life, other parts will get cleaned up too.
Yeah. Amen. Well, good for you, brother.
Thank you.
Very, very proud of you. So we've got the Live and Give box for you, the bundle, the Baby Steps Millionaires book. That's your next chapter in your story, the Total Money Makeover book for you to give to somebody. And maybe you'll be Bjorn for somebody in that.
There we go.
And Financial Peace University membership as well. So if you haven't been through the class, it's time to go through it now. Make sure you finish this process out. I'm very proud of you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Very well done. Very, very impressive. Good, good stuff. All right, it's Andrew from Iowa. $303,000 paid off in 49 months, including the sale of his house, for $150,000 of that. Making 37.5 to 88.5. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1. I'm debt-free!
Yeah! Woo! Man.
You know, I think we've always worked with, obviously, married couples and singles as well for 35, almost 40 years now, walking them through this process. In some ways, being single like him and doing this is easier because you don't have to talk somebody into it.
Yeah.
But in other ways, it's you don't have anybody to kick you. Mm. There's no accountability. There's no camaraderie. It gets a little, you know, when you fight for 48 months, that can get a little lonely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, have Bjorn, which is backing him up by text and became his community in that process. And you got to have that.
And I don't care who you are. It's hard to keep eating right for 48 months. It's hard to keep exercising every day for 48 months. It's hard to pay off debt. And having somebody right there with you, I think it, you're right. It's harder to stay on the tracks, but man, it's easier when somebody's just walking there with you.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a different dynamic to go through this transformational process, to clear the debt, to stick with it for a married couple than for a single. Each one has its own advantages and difficulties.
Right.
So, you haven't got it easier, mm-hmm. but you haven't got it that much harder. You just got a different kind of hard.
There you go.
When you're single or when you're married. And all of it's hard, but there's a process. And so sometimes it's hard. You got to talk somebody into it. You know, you're dragging along the spouse. You're trying to get them involved. You can't seem to get them. It's dead weight you're dragging. And then on the other hand, the other way, you're like, God, man, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had somebody, you know, to tell me to do this. So there's different kinds of hard, but it's worth it. And but for me, watching someone like him, that's a particular kind of hero.
Yeah. This one's hard. I just think back to the time when my wife and I owed six figures and we were living in a residence hall. And we made good money, our combined salaries, and I didn't know how we were going to do it. And to look at, to be able to say, I'm making $37,500 and I've got a $303,000 hole, I'm going after it. That's a level of strength and bravery and commitment that inspires me even to this day.
Amen.
Right? Like, man, I don't care how small I am, I'm going to get in the ring, I'm going to hit that dude, right? I'm going to try to knock him down.
So the point for those of you that are listening or watching is, you too can do it. We don't go with excuses around here. We don't even go with reasons. You can do it. You can do it. People just like you have done it. We've been doing this a long time. I don't care who you are. Someone like you has done their debt-free scream. I really don't care. Yes, you can. Now it's time. It's your turn. Ready? Set? Go. So here's a quick math refresher. There are only 24 hours in a day, so your business needs to streamline tasks that are time suckers and focus on activities that make money. So to reduce headaches as they scale, smart businesses use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite helps you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform. So join the more than 37,000 smart businesses like Ramsey Solutions that have done the math and graduated to NetSuite. And right now you can download NetSuite's KPI checklist absolutely free at netsuite.com/Ramsey. That's netsuite.com/Ramsey. With debt payments, and now with inflation stealing more and more of your paycheck, we know a lot of you feel like you're drowning and you're scared to death. I've been there myself. It's no fun. Doesn't have to be that way, though. You can say, just like our last debt-free screamer, Andrew, I've had it. Not living like this anymore. And we can show you how to do some new things with your money that you've never done before that'll cause you to be able to win. There are nothing really earth-shattering. It's basically common sense, but we not only show you what to do, we help make you do it. It's called Financial Peace University. It's a 9-week, 9-lesson course that'll teach you how to beat debt, build wealth, and be outrageously generous. It's everything you wish you'd learned about money. Nearly 10 million people have been through Financial Peace University, FPU, and now they're in control, and they got margin, and you can too. So decide that you're done with money stress. Decide you're done, and you're going to take control. Start Financial Peace University at RamseySolutions.com/FPU. RamseySolutions.com/FPU. Jessica is with us. She is in Jessica's with us in Jeff City, Missouri. Hey, Jeff. Jessica, what's up?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call today.
Sure.
I'm in a rock and a hard place. I want to have another baby, but I also want to go back to school to get my income up, and we don't really know what to do.
Which one do you want more?
Both at the same time, both and.
Why can't you do them both at the same time?
We have two children now, and we just got out of debt on the first. So we're trying to build our emergency fund. So we're on baby step three. And
we have health insurance.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to have a baby?
Like 10 grand.
No, it doesn't. Not out of pocket.
It did for us the last two we did.
You have horrible insurance. It doesn't cost but 10 grand to have a baby.
Yeah, well, I was in the hospital a lot with both our kids, so with COVID and health issues while I was pregnant. So.
Oh, okay. So we had extended stays. It's not just a simple labor and delivery.
Yeah.
Okay. You anticipate that this time as well?
Possibly. I'm healthier, but possibly. So I would prefer to anticipate it than not.
Yeah, that makes sense. Which helps it not to happen because you're not stressed, right? That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not as stressed, so that's good. But
are you working right now?
Yes.
Is there a way to split the difference and you and your husband really get fanatical and put $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 in an account? And just pause everything and store up some cash? Would that give you some peace?
Yeah, we can. He wants $30,000 for our emergency fund.
Well, I want a pony too. And sometimes, you know what I mean? I don't want a pony at all, actually. Not even a little bit. But
weird. But,
yeah. you can wish all kind of things, but sometimes it's going to take a minute to get there. He wants 30
words,
grand.
If you had 10 or 15,000 in your emergency fund, you'd be well on your way. If you want to keep going towards 30, that's fine. Is that necessary before you had a child? No, it's not. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think you do need to. So the answer is, how are we going to do all these things in order, not all at once? When you try to do them all at once, it's impossible because it's overwhelming and you simply don't have the bandwidth of time, energy, money to just say, oh, by the end of April, we'll have all of this going. No, you're not. You're not going to graduate from school and have a baby by the end of April. It's not going to happen. So why don't we just say which one is going to happen later than the other one? And I don't care. It's your life. So, I mean, like, we're going to have our baby first, and during the time that we're having that child, the 9-month time frame, we're going to finish up this emergency fund and get it up to $15,000 to $30,000 during that time. And then after the child comes home and I'm able to get back to work, and then I'll start talking about going to school, or I'm going to put off having a kid to get my degree finished. I don't care which one, but just decide. So it's not no, it's not now.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not contributing if I'm not working, and if we have another baby, daycare costs are expensive too.
Here's what I don't want you to do, Jess. I don't want you to circumvent that concern, because that idea that I'm not contributing is something it's in the air we breathe when it comes to making women feel guilty on if they choose to go to work, if they choose to stay at home. There's all of this contribution nonsense that is just pumped at you 24/7, 365. You have to make peace with that, because no degree, no other kid and another kid, another kid, no emergency fund amount is going to let you sleep at night, because those aren't the issues. The issue is you're looking in the mirror and thinking, I'm not participating in this household, and that's simply not true. You got to address that.
What's your husband make?
80 to 90.
Does he say you have to be a financial contributor to you?
No.
Okay. So this is you saying this to you, or our toxic culture saying this to you?
Me saying it to me.
Yeah. So let me give you an example, okay? 38 years ago, my wife, 36 years ago, I mean, my wife went home when she had our first child as a full-time mom, and has never worked outside the home since. And one of the reasons that I am a national brand and a highly successful business person is because I don't have to deal with drama at home. She's the opposite of a drama queen. She maintains the fort and the fortress. She fights off all the enemies. And when I get home, it's a place of peace, not a place that I have to add yet another level of stress. That has given me a foundation to come to the office and fight the dragons every day for 30 years. I would submit to you, Jessica, that Sharon Ramsey is a contributor.
Yeah.
To our wealth. You see how that works?
Yeah.
She really is. I mean, that's legitimate. That's not me just philosophically discussing something. There's an actual factual piece of data here that says that one of the reasons we have the money we have is because I've been able to focus at work instead of having to deal with a bunch of crap with some princess at home. And so I call that contributing. And so, you know, did she go out and make $10 million during that time? No, she didn't make a dime during that time, except for consignment sale clothing, which I still can't get her to quit doing. But like, we're still broke. I mean, come on. She still sells our clothes. Give them away. But anyway, yeah, because she wants to contribute. But yeah, oh my God. But yeah, that's the thing. So we you know, there's mom guilt if you work, and there's mom guilt if you don't work, right? And so that's what John's addressing.
And it's coming from the outside in. It's coming from the inside out, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because it gets planted in you early on. And Sharon's dealt with that. Rachel, who's a very, very busy career woman, Ramsey personality.
My wife deals with that.
Deals with it, you know, and talks about it openly. You know, okay, I feel bad if I'm leaving to go, but also this is what I'm called to do, and I'm going to go do it. And if I didn't go do it, I'd feel bad for not going to do it.
That's right.
And so it's like, yeah, damned if I do, damned if I don't. You know, it's just, and so some point you've got to work through that and make peace with it. And then that allows you to decide why I'm going back to school.
That's exactly right. And that, that order you're talking about, it tends to line that order up pretty easily. Sometimes if you're trapped in a story that you're telling yourself, I'm only worth this, or my only value is this, or I'm not contributing, there's something really powerful about writing that down and reading that to your spouse, especially in this situation where there's not a spouse like, man, you need to get off your butt and get a job, and there's two kids and a third on the way. That idiot. That doesn't sound like her husband at all.
No.
It sounds like she's telling herself a story. And
he didn't make a bad income.
No, he's doing fine. Yeah, he's doing fine. Especially, you're gonna have a madhouse with three young kids running around, and no one's got a lot of money with all that. That's life. But he's doing well. But I think sit down and tell him that, hey, I don't feel like I'm contributing. And let him respond like you did. And sometimes there is a sense of peace that we didn't even know was there.
You know, when we were doing it, I'm not sure I really grasped it. I didn't care.
I didn't care.
But when I look back on it now, I'm 100% sure I'm Dave Ramsey that everybody knows because of what she took care of at home.
Oh.
It would not have happened otherwise. Right. If I had to deal with what some of my buddies have had to deal with, oh my Lord. Yeah.
No question in my house.
This is The Ramsey Show.
Hey, it's Dr. John Deloney. If you love the show and want a deeper dive on your money journey, we have a weekly newsletter that gives you trending and helpful articles and tips on following the Ramsey way. Just go to RamseySolutions.com today to sign up for our newsletter. Again, that's RamseySolutions.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.